And they always was good as their word. Now, my daddy, he wasn't exactly that way. He never did whip me but one time. And I tried him out to see if he would. I was old enough to, I didn't believe he would, but I was going to see. I was 4 years old. I remember it mighty well. And I was crying. He kept telling me to hush. And I kept crying to see if he would do what he said. And he did. He gave me four licks with a belt. And he didn't hurt me, but I thought I was about killed. But now my mother, if she ever told you, I'm going to whip you, she as good as her word. I can remember slipping off one time. I didn't slip off. My sister Maddie, we bought milk from a lady. The cow was dry. And so we got milk from a woman lived good ways down the road from us. And Maddie was going after the milk, and I'm going to go with her. And my mother told me that I couldn't go. And I let her get just a little out of the yard, and I went out the back door and went with her. She told me, if you do, I'll whip you. But I went, and she whipped me. Things like that, we knew better. I did. Bastard.
Have you heard other names for that sort of child? Names that your mother or father-in-law used?
I never did hear him use anything but a bastard. Well, Janet is more affectionate than every one of them. She's more loving. And, Janet. She just can't hug and love you enough. Angie's, she's sweet, but Janet's the sweetest one of them in that way. But Mandy, now she's closer because I tell you why. I started keeping her for Joan's work when she was 5 months old. And I kept her till she was over a year old. I learned her to walk and to talk while I kept her.
So Mandy is what relation to your son Albert, and she is his
niece.
And if Gary had a son, he would be
nephew. A distant cousin or something like that. We're related, but it's far off kin. That's the way I usually describe it. Somebody's not close. Related, but
somebody who came into town he'd never met, not related to you, somebody you didn't know, you'd say this person was
a stranger.